Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Hey, good morning and happy Saturday, everyone. This is your career engineer right here with you live on the radio. Hope you're having a great Saturday. We're together for about 30 minutes. I'm a little slow this morning. It happens, right? It happens. But today is Third Saturday, and we're looking forward to talking about some green and sexy stuff. It is African American History Month. I hope you guys are, you know, like aware of that. I would say something about it being the shortest month for that celebration of folks in that space, but we're going to leave that alone, at least just for a little while. But anyway, staying on task. So today we're going to talk about African-American environmental heroes. We are waiting for our guests to call in to talk about that. But while we're also here, we can definitely keep it real, keep it relevant in terms of career, life, and business power and reengineering. As you guys know, we're coming near the end of month two. Yes, believe it to be so. February 28th will be here before you know. And as you know, March 1 is actually the spring season becomes upon us. Folks are really upping the ante to get jobs taken care of and to get, folks hired. So this is the time, this is the season, this is the reason. So if you have career and business questions or commentary, 718-664-6880 is our hotline on this network for you to buzz us, ask your questions, and me to share, of course, the wonderful current news going on. Of course, if you guys are following your career engineer everywhere, you really want to. You really want to, because we're sharing some kind of good stuff for you so you can get ready to take things by storm. Definitely check out our Periscope app. If you haven't downloaded Periscope, oh my goodness, please don't tell me you haven't, but if by chance you have not, please do so on your Android or iOS device. You can find us on Periscope at Career Engineer on Periscope. And the reason I'm telling you this, you follow us on Periscope at Career Engineer, and you can see some of the latest broadcasts that we've done. In fact, the other day, we did a broadcast that you can watch on demand 24/7. Of course, catching it live is really sweet. But if you miss us live, just catch the replay. I talked about, hey, you're getting all these meetings, getting these interviews, still no job offers, and I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why. Give you some reasons why. So look for us on our at Career Engineer space on Periscope, periscope.tv. It's actually the website. And you could, the long way of doing it is periscope.tv/Career Engineer. You can watch us on the web. But definitely check out our Periscope broadcast. We are an official Periscope beta tester. Excited about that. But we are bringing career empowerment, career intelligence to you live on that space. Of course, our Instagram at Career Engineer. Can't miss us there. And, of course, one of my favorite places and spaces, you guys know, it's Twitter. I some days I got to really figure out what is it about me and the whole Twitter world. But it's just me because it's just so easy to say what needs to be done in 140 characters or less. Hey, there's someone else I know that really likes Twitter, too. In fact, they talk about it all of the time. I want to thank our recent followers, Beth Duane and Entrepreneurs Daily. Thank you for following us here on Twitter and Team MC Ganagle. Some of these names are kind of interesting, but I'm gonna get used to them. But definitely check us out in that place or space, because we will share with you news and news that you can use, for whatever your places and spaces that you're in. So again, Career Engineer right here, our hotline 718-664-6880. Our chat is open. It finally just opened, guys. So, you know, I just did it, like, just now. So it just opened up. So we're welcome for you to come on in there and check us out in that place and space. So we're waiting to have, again, on third Saturday, we actually have a guest that comes on, our green and sexy gentleman. And he has some points to share about, in terms of this being African American History Month, and some famous African American heroes who are in the green space, which, you know, I didn't know that. Oh, I don't know anything about that, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. But we also want to keep it real and keep it relevant for you as well. Let me share with you guys just some cool upcoming events and some things that you want to know about as you're checking us out and seeing what we're all about. Of course, on our Facebook page, we have, check us out, Don't Get Anxious is our Facebook business page, Don't Get Anxious. And you can see some of the things that we are talking about. I mean, we're bringing career, life, and business goodies to you no matter what, okay, no matter what. So our Don't Get Anxious on Facebook, we're definitely sharing some news that you can use. We're definitely sharing, if you want to see us having some fun, oh, yeah, last weekend, Georgia Entertainment Gala, big fun. Big fun. That's all I could. I mean, I put a little slideshow of a few things up there. A little slideshow of a few things. Because I couldn't share everything, y'all. Just couldn't share everything, y'all. But we did put some slideshows of a few things up there. So you can check it out. But we had a great time. Let me tell you the why of doing that as we're waiting for our call to pop in. Oh, and thank you, Ms. Phenomena is in the chat room. Good morning. Good morning, folks listening to Career Talk Radio. One reason someone asked me, you know, what is it? We had 2,000 folks in the room, sold out event. We were in the VIP area, obviously 400 people. But why am I hanging at a Georgia Entertainment Gala? What does that have to do with career, with life, with business? So let me give you a little take on that, because I think that was a really, I had a lot of comments about that. Not only was it a great thing to do, because it was fun. I mean, sometimes fun ain't bad, guys. It's okay to have fun. But I love film. I just personally do love all kinds of film. I love independent filmmakers because, you know, that's almost the spirit. That's the spirit of entrepreneurship in my mind in the film industry or the TV industry. Folks who have a vision, just like any entrepreneur here. You guys might work your 9-to-5, but you have a 5-to-9 and you have a vision. Well, in the film industry, it's sort of, you know, folks who are the independent author, the independent filmmaker, the independent musician, it's the same thing. They're very artistic people. We get that. But in terms of the business intelligence side, they're growing and developing in that. And folks who can serve or help them in that capacity, it's a great opportunity. I mean, it's because even though it is called the entertainment business, right, it is called the music business, it is called TV film business. So for every dollar that's in your community that, you know, when someone brings a film, particularly a film to an industry, you're getting $11 back in your community. That's an incredible, incredible return on investment. So Georgia got it by giving 30% tax incentives, tax credits, I mean, that can also be sold. So it helped to finance these films. They got the memo really quick, and they brought in over $7 billion last year in film business. B with a B, guys. That's a billion. Now, that's not just in front of the camera, folks. I mean, everybody wants to be a movie star. I get it. But there's so much business potential behind the scenes. For example, did you know every time you have a film, you have to have it insured? So there are some insurance agencies, you know, providing insurance, you know, liability and protecting someone's legs or protecting someone's face or whatever. It's insurance business. So if I was in the insurance business, I might just think about being a niche of TV film insurance. I mean, is it highly competitive? Maybe, maybe not. I would definitely get my foot in the door. There are travel agencies, people who book airfare, people who are booking hotels, people who are finding, you know, long stays. You know, they're going to do a film for 2 months. Well, folks got to stay somewhere. Do you know there are folks who only serve in that industry? So if I was a travel agent or if I was that type of person, I mean, can you imagine just simply being the road hound for a film crew? I mean, just think about it for a minute. catering. Do you know every set has to have food? I mean, I can go down the, I mean, signs and building and carpentry and stage and lighting and energy efficient sets and, you know, if environmentally efficient sets. I mean, can you see where I'm going? Wardrobe, hairstylists, we know all that stuff. But there are also business stuff. I mean, going on, lawyers, agents. I mean, you know, folks to help people with their branding. It's a lot of money to be made. I'm just saying. So your career engineer was having a good time. Yeah. But there's also tons to be made. I would love to see a stronger VA to GA connection up here in Virginia, obviously. You know, we have some film, the most famous film that we had was Lincoln, and we gave them some incentives to come here. And, of course, Lincoln won some Oscars, and it was filmed in Richmond and outside of Richmond, yada, yada, yada. But did you know, let me give you guys, I mean, I get it, we're waiting, I'm waiting for my guest to call me. He verified that he'd be here this morning. And I've got my producer working on that, okay? And hold on, we're texting each other right now. And the movie Hidden Figures, for example, you know, it's blowing up. It's blowing up everywhere, Hidden Figures. Well, folks may not – it was filmed in Georgia, obviously, but you know it was a 100% Virginia story. NASA Langley is literally 25 minutes away from me across the tunnel in Hampton, Virginia. And, that, and actually, one of the stars, I haven't seen the film yet, I will be doing it. One of the stars actually still lives there. I mean, not stars, I'm sorry. One of the ladies depicted in the film, she's a senior, and she still lives in Hampton, Virginia. So that whole movie, I mean, Hidden Figures, based here in NASA Langley, Virginia, but it was filmed in Georgia because of the incentives. So we lost business there. We lost business there. The movie Loving, same thing. It's a Virginia story filmed elsewhere because of business deals, okay? So just something to think about. For those tuning in, again, I'm your career engineer. Hey, don't get anxious. Get prepared. I'm not anxious, but I am waiting for my guest to call in. 718-664-6880 is our hotline number. We'll talk about what you're talking about. Open-ended career advice today. This is our Green and Sexy Saturday, keeping it green. What I will do, though, probably after the show, most likely after the show, is on our Twitter page, and I'm going to be up here for a little bit catching up, playing catch-up, is share some jobs in the green space from our, you know, partner with Indeed to see what's hot, what's hot and heavy coming up in the green space. Because, you know, remember, guys, when I talk about green jobs and things of that nature, you could always green up your job search in a sense when you're talking about things like being effective and efficient, when you're able to do more with less, when you're able to use technology. I mean, command technology like on a dime. I mean, you can use certain apps or certain, I mean, do we say softwares anymore? I don't even know if we use that word anymore, but certain ways of being effective and efficient in whatever it is you do from the womb to the tomb. If you can command technology in your places and spaces, you become green. You become very efficient because technology is clean. It is, leaving the paper trail alone. You know, the persons that can convert, you'll take the data that you see online and still be able to make it user-friendly and use it and engage it to solve problems, which is at the end of the day, if you're hired to solve problems, I mean, that's what, you know, if you're getting paid to do something, hopefully you're solving a problem. So being green in your career, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be an environmental engineer or energy engineer. There's also aspects of whatever you do, whether you're in administration, whether you're in education, IT, carpentry, welding, that you're using the latest and the greatest technology and tools and knowing when, that's where wisdom comes in, is knowing when to implement those technology and tools in order to make that product accurate, faster, broader, I mean, not cheaper per se, but you know, more effective so that we can use it, So that's kind of what's up. Now, there are certain green things, obviously. There's certain things, energy auditors and other jobs that have been specifically created for that industry. They're pretty hot. I mean, let me back it up. They are hot. Don't get me wrong. But, ooh, I don't want to dive into politics yet. But, Lordy, why did I go down this road? So, you know, there are certain environmental jobs and business opportunities that have been created because of the need, powered by wonderful agencies that we have in government called, like, Department of Energy and, of course, the Environmental Protection Agency. But I bring those up on the USA level because, I mean, they've always been the champions of latest innovations in those places and spaces. But as you guys know, there's new management in town. There's new headship in town. And I don't know. I mean, I'm patiently waiting to see what new headship will bring to those two particular agencies, which have really powered up. I mean, the energy efficiency world and jobs and business opportunities created in that, as well as the environmental roles and certifications and need and regulations, which actually created policy, actually created opportunities for business, you know, to do certain things in certain spaces. So, oops. Didn't really want to go there, but we got, you know, what I say all the time, right? What I say all the time, your policy and politics will affect your pocketbook. It always does. So we can't put our head in the sand, but we have to be five steps ahead, to use a phrase from my son who says he's always five steps ahead. That's what he says. He's always five steps ahead. So so that's my spill on the energy and the green jobs. As I was talking about the other way of being efficiency, I'm really thinking about, what will the headship, because you got to think about this stuff, guys, what will the new headships now and certain agencies have, particularly in the green sector, which just exploded, I mean, definitely with the Obama administration, and I believe it kind of then a little bit with Junior, you know, George Bush Jr., a little bit, but it really exploded climate change and all the things that came from that and LEED certifications and all of that that came from that under Obama and how things might be rolled back, because you guys know the latest fellow who's now running EPA has been suing EPA and doesn't seem to like EPA or anything they do and seems to be more of a fossil fuel oil dude. So, yeah, I mean, oh boy. I mean, in fact, I think that was Al Franken's term. Oh boy. So, hey, I'm your career engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. I'm going to just play a quick little soundbite here. We do have, I'm trying to, again, we're awaiting our guests, but you guys know how I roll. Y'all know how I roll. We keep rolling and talking about what you're talking about. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to give a quick push-up moment. And then I'm going to come right back. And now if you have questions, definitely reach out to us or put a question in the chat, 718-664-6880. And I will be right back.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Failure happens when you try to become something you are not. There is no one on this planet just like you. Learn to embrace and accept your originality, your body composition, the hue of your complexion, your voice, your essence, and your professional style. My message to you, accept who you are. Thank you for listening. This is Francina Harrison, the career engineer.
Hey guys, I'm here. I am just looking at my notes to see what missed or something went down. You know, but hey, before I do all that, let me just help us do what we do. You know, it's important to help. It's the thankful thing we want to give. Shout out to the design. They help us with rolling. Check them out. Maybe Facebook or Twitter in the chat room in there. But and my aunt, I want to say it wrong. Powers this, of course. We want to thank our fans and our friends and our buddies on Twitter. We want to give a shout out. I'm getting all kinds of let me see. You know, it's funny. I'm looking at multiple screens, right? And I'm thinking about getting me another screen, right? Trying to get myself another screen, which probably would be crazy. But, you know, when you're doing some of this live stuff, it really helps to have multiple screens, particularly with live streaming, because sometimes you miss stuff on one spot and you need to get it on the other. But I do want to thank Carla Jenkins, Miss Carla, that was listening. And thank you for the tweet on the, not the tweet, she just tagged me on Facebook. She just tagged me on Facebook. But it's all good. It's all good. But listen, yeah, definitely shout out to those who are retweeting us and sharing with us. Let me drop to you guys again the way you can reach out to us in other places and spaces, because that's very important, very important. At Career Engineer, I try to keep the branding simple, right? And then so I can remember it, not so much for you guys, right? Getting older, harder remembering things. At Career Engineer on Instagram, definitely check us out on Instagram. I've taken my Instagram up a bit because of Alex has told me to. And so check us out. And my Instagram is going to share, of course, there's going to be some great memes and stuff, which positivity and motivation. But you will see a little bit more about me in there. I mean, some of my journey, you know, my journey of last year, you know, dealing with that C word, going from cancer to more than conqueror. So you'll see that journey there. And then some fun stuff from the gala, you know, us working very hard and working very hard, but having lots of big fun. So check us out at Career Engineer on Instagram. Also at Career Engineer on Twitter. Like I said, one of my favorite places. That Career Engineer, but not Twitter a long time. Well, you know what? I think longer than, I mean, when did Twitter come out? 2000, good God of mine, I'm going to figure that out. So I think I've been on, I saw something, I think Twitter every now and then lets you know just how long you've been around. And I don't think how, it can't be like 7 or 8 years old, is it? It could be. But I think I've been on like 5. I remember when it first came out and nobody was feeling it. I remember those days. I remember when they were like, no one was feeling this thing. They thought it was a fad. And here we are now, you know, Jack Dempsey doing his thing, right? Mr. CEO of Twitter and CEO of Square. Just really, if you guys didn't know that, you need to know that he's in charge of both. He's in charge of both, CEO of both Twitter and Square. You can definitely check us out, of course, Periscope, you know, one of my favorite things, which I'm going to be more consistent on at Career Engineer on Scope. I do thank the folks who support us on Periscope. I mean, it's really an amazing journey why I have over 400. For someone that doesn't scope all the time, which is a great thing, which, you know, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. I mean, you know, I appreciate folks who appreciate us. That we're about 1,500 or 1,600 people that follow us up there, and, you know, about 450,000 hearts. Appreciate that. I do. I really, really do. And not my super fans. I mean, the fact that I have super fans, crazy, right? Really crazy. It's just insane. But I do thank those who are considered our super fans on our Periscope broadcast. It's really cool. And Periscope is evolving so much. I could almost talk all day about the power of Periscope. I wouldn't want to bore you guys on radio about it. But you guys know that's one of the things I kind of struggle with is that I think radio is great and there's an advantage to radio, right? I mean, because I don't have to get all cuted up, right? I mean, I don't. I do not have to look cute to do it. Yes, I mean, if I was to tell you, I'm not going to tell you. I mean, I look very cute right now. I really do. I look extremely cute right now. I do. Trust me. Yeah. Believe me. That's the new word. Believe me. I'm very cute right now. But I don't have to get all dressed up to do radio because no one is seeing me. Now, obviously, when we do Periscope, you know, you got to look, yeah, look halfway decent. You know what I'm saying? It's video. But I've been, and I think my show programmer knows me saying this a million times. That's when we were messing with Blab, and I want to bring the show to Blab. I didn't mind the engagement with the videography part because it's cool. I mean, I think seeing is believing, and it's just cool, you know. And I'm really debating on Saturdays at 10 o'clock if I should just Periscope my radio show or just, you know, I've been saying this for like months, haven't I? And I haven't done anything about it, so obviously I'm still sticking with radio for a little bit. But it's just, you know, we want to think, you know, when you fail to innovate, then you become, you almost put yourself in being antiquated. You know, you kind of always look at innovation in your career, in your life, in your business, you know, where it really fits for you. That's why I think even with the green technology and the movement of the green thing, it's not just about dirt and saving. I mean, yes, there's social consciousness and saving the environment and all that good stuff, which, I mean, it's important. But there's another part about being green that does, in my mind, focuses on the other green as well, making the almighty dollar, which is nothing wrong with that. You got, hey, this is, you got to have a job in this land of milk and honey. This is just the way it is. But the other part of it is how you do what you do, the way that you do what you do. I mean, how are you using all the tools that's in your reach? How are you using innovation? I mean, how are you being innovative with whatever it is that you're doing? If you're digging ditches, if you're babysitting kids, if you're walking the dog, I mean, if you know, whatever your thing is, your 9 to 5 or your 5 to 9, how are you using smart innovation to be effective, efficient, and accurate? How are you using it? I mean, to me, that's green. I put a post on my Facebook. It was this week, and I just put a post saying, today is my day of thinking. I think it was Tuesday, like Tuesday is thinking day. This is going to sound really weird. I'm just thinking. I mean, I'm sitting down. It's like that, you know, that statue of the thinker. You know, I'm just thinking. I'm thinking about the things I'm doing. If you want to say the word strategizing, that's fine. If you want to say, I like the word reengineering, that's great. I'm thinking about the things that I'm doing and how I can make them better, smarter, more effective, more efficient, or put them to rest, put them to sleep. And I think a part about being green in whatever you're doing to help you make more money, keep more money, all those kind of things, is sometimes you've got to think about what you're doing. I mean, you really have got to think about what you're doing. I mean, is what something I was doing 5 years ago might have been fabulous, but it may be obsolete right now. Not that it's not a great idea. It's just it's not relevant. I mean, you know, technology kind of makes things I was having a conversation with my hubby, you know, about paper, you know, like paper, like record keeping, keeping paper. And we're definitely diametrically opposed when it comes to paper. I don't mind a couple pieces of paper in a file, but I do not want to see big bundles of paper because I'm just saying in my world of innovation, who needs paper? I mean, I can download something from my, you know, my statements from the internet. Now, I believe in printing out some things, maybe keep them for a year, maybe 6 months. I mean, I'm really not a paper hound. I mean, I understand the grid will crash. I get that. So he definitely is not someone that trusts anything in cyberspace, and I don't blame him. I mean, there are things like that. But I think there has to be a compromise. Like, do you really need file cabinets anymore? I mean, do we really need folders anymore to put paper in? I mean, it's just we're having this conversation in 2017, just even for our personal stuff. Why do I keep, you know, I get all my banking statements online. He likes them printed out and mailed to the house. I don't know why, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. So we're going to have to find a compromise even in being green in our own household because I'm definitely, I want clean, clear, crisp spaces. I want no paper. Zippity-doo-dah. I don't want any paper. I don't want any paper, guys. And so, you know what I'm saying? Innovation. I mean, I saw bank statements that I hadn't even opened yet because I don't even read. Oh, how terrible. I don't even read paper anymore. It's just crazy. Isn't it crazy? I read. Don't get me wrong. I read a lot. I just don't like reading paper. So, oops. Of course, when the grid crashes, I might be in trouble. But, you know, I don't know. That might be something to talk about on the radio because this might be a deal breaker here, paper or no paper. I'm not sure. Anyway, hey, guys, current engineer right here. I apologize to either our guest didn't make it. I'm not sure what up. We confirmed him on our show when he even talked to us this morning, well, at least and I got my text. But no worries. You know what happens? Your current engineer knows how to keep it real and move it on. Let's see, what am I talking about next Saturday? What's happening next Saturday? I don't even know what's happening next Saturday. Is next Saturday March? I hope, no, it isn't. Next Saturday is not March. It's still February. Wonderful. It's February 25th. So make sure you're here. I will make it a point to, you know, the sooner that I know what I'm talking about, I'll definitely share it with you guys. But make sure, hey, it's always going to be Career Life for Business Intelligence, but we do want to get your input and your commentary about the show. Those of you who are watching, let us know why you like it, what it does for you. We want to make sure we're relevant in this space. Of course, a half hour talking with your TCE is, I think, a great thing to do. But, again, I am on Scope, Periscope, at Career Engineer. And, of course, which I don't do much either, is the whole Facebook Live thing. I mean, I'd love to really talk to you guys about your take on live streaming. I mean, everybody's doing it, all right? Everybody's doing it. But so what? Everybody's in the same way. They're all in the same way. And I'm not sure if they know. Amazon.com and all my other places. All right, hey, don't be.